What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, we are loving ourselves first, Radiant Icons. We are loving ourselves out loud with a little guided meditation. But before we get into that, Radiant Icons, I have a very iconic announcement that I truly cannot wait to spill the tea on about. So without further ado, I'm so excited to announce that Dare to Be Iconic's Iconic Behavior Masterclass Series is officially back for 2026, and we're kicking it off with a banger. We're kicking it off with one of my most requested topics, and you guys, it's a Dare to Be Iconic pillar. Our first masterclass of 2026 is Break Up with the Past, Fall in Love with the Future, because it is time to turn your pain into power, Radiant Icons. And on March 22nd at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, we are going to be doing that together. We are going to be releasing old stories and narratives. We are going to reconnect with our truest selves, and we are going to step into our iconic future boldly and fearlessly. I am truly so excited for this masterclass. This is a subject that is so close to my heart, as you guys know, especially with what I have spoken about in the last couple of tea time sessions recently. I mean, this concept of turning your pain into power is the core foundational pillar of Dare to Be Iconic. If I didn't take that pain from that breakup and turn it into this power that is now Dare to Be Iconic, like, we would not be here today with this mic and headphones and everything that Dare to Be Iconic has become. I'm so excited to spill the tea and dive into this together. I want to see you there, Radiant Icons. So make sure to secure your spot today at daretobeiconic.com under the Empowerment Events section. You can also find that link in the show notes below. So now, with all of that out of the way, oh my God, I'm so excited. Let's get to that guided meditation, shall we? Are you ready for your tea time sesh? Because it's starting now. All right, Radiant Icons, find a comfortable position, whether you're sitting or lying down. Close your eyes and take a slow, deep breath in and exhale fully. Let's do that again, Radiant Icon. Inhale, feeling your chest and belly expand, and exhale, releasing tension, releasing doubt. Feel the weight of the day melt away with each breath. Allow yourself to simply be here in this moment, giving yourself permission to feel, to release, and to heal. Now bring to mind any pain you might be holding, heartbreak, disappointment, or self-doubt. Don't try to push it away. Instead, I want you to visualize it. Visualize it as a small, heavy stone in your hands. Feel its weight. Notice any tension or emotions that arise. This is your pain, your truth, and it's valid. Breathe into it, and as you inhale, gather that energy. As you exhale, know that you are safe, you are strong. Now imagine a warm, glowing light above your head. This light is your power, your inner strength, resilience, and self-love. As you breathe in, feel it flowing down from the top of your head, filling your body, surrounding the stone of pain in your hands. With every inhale, this light grows brighter. With every exhale, it transforms the weight of the stone, the hurt, the doubt, the disappointment, into power, clarity, and courage. Say to yourself quietly, I honor my pain. I transform it into strength. I am powerful. I am enough. I am radiant. Repeat it with me. I am powerful. I am enough. I am radiant. Let your heart feel it. Visualize yourself standing tall, holding the light of your newfound power. The stone of pain is still there, but it has been reshaped, no longer heavy, no longer controlling you. It is part of your growth, part of your story, part of the icon you are becoming. Take a deep breath in, Radiant Icon, and exhale, feeling grounded, strong, and radiant. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Carry this feeling of strength and empowerment with you, not just today, but every day. Remember, Radiant Icons, your pain does not define you, but what you do with it does.
Welcome to the Fashionably Single Podcast, where single life meets real talk. Hosted by Hannah.
This guy is sitting next to me, and this was like a no-shoe kind of house, so he had to take his shoes off. We were playing cards, drinking, and then all of a sudden, he starts rubbing his foot on my leg.
And her co-host, Jessica.
So he leaves me at the table, he gets his food, he goes back to his car. I'm thinking he's dipping out on this date. I just told him I don't want to marry him, and I won't let him kill me, so...
Two millennials in Austin, Texas, navigating dating, independence, and becoming your best self with confidence and style.
All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love more Radiant Icons and our iconic community of ours. Radiant Icons, if you loved today's guided meditation, then I know, I actually promise you, you will love our masterclass, Break Up With The Past, Fall In Love With The Future. That is on March 22nd at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. I want to see you there, Radiant Icons, so we can turn our pain into power together and start healing out loud. So I dare you to secure your spot today by clicking the link in the show notes below or going to daretobeiconic.com under the Empowerment Events section. Speaking of turning our pain into power, Radiant Icons, let's chat about next week's Tea Time Sesh. Next week, we are doing an episode rewind on love letters from within, boundaries, healing, and trauma. This episode pushed me to start talking about harder conversation topics, and it really challenged me to get more comfortable with using my voice. And I'll chat more about why that episode means so much to me in next week's Tea Time Sesh. But basically what I'm telling you is you want to make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it, Radiant Icons, because we're turning our pain into power together this year at Dare to Be Iconic. And I am so excited to go on this journey with you, Radiant Icons. So I guess I'll chat with you next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.